In our world, we strive for efficiency, a life of luxury, innovation.
In our world, we're not always driven by what's best. What's best for others, ourselves, our home.
In our world, we create based on greed, destroy for the sake of profit, ignore the facts for the sake of comfort.
In our world, we trade our needs for our wants, our morals for riches.
In this story, in the journey to improve our world, we end up losing it. We trade our natural world for a technological one. We deplete our resources, caught up in the industrial advances that we seek.
In this story,
we want it now.
We want it new.
We want it unique.
In this world, we've built a boy. A boy made out of steel.
Of oil and of fossil fuels.
From carbon emissions.
From factories.
And the toxic chemicals left over.
The more the boy takes from the earth, the more he lies. The more footprints he leaves behind, the larger and more urgent his problems become.
A boy whose purpose was to help the lives of others, to make the conditions of living in our world easier, who was designed to make his creator's money, ended up shattering the pieces of the world that are still left.
The boy was sent to Pleasure Island, a place invented by the same people who created the boy.
A land of modernization based on the same ideals the boy was created. Created to bring wonder, to bring joy, to bring innovation, to bring convenience.
Welcome to Pleasure Island, my boy.
It's amazing.
This little business of ours has come a long way. We've built an entire empire with just three things in mind: efficiency, innovation, ease.
What's the cost?
Don't worry about it. It's free.
Nothing's free.
Well, let's just say you're not the one paying.
So, who does clean up the damage here?
Well, that ain't my job and it ain't yours, so why don't you just go inside and try to enjoy yourself. A few hours here, and you'll never want to leave. Go on in.
Towering above Pinocchio, the gate to Pleasure Island slowly creaks open, allowing him to see the skyscraping attractions. He steps onto the concrete and looks up to absorb all the glamour of the park. Come on, Pinocchio.
Over here.
Over here.
Try this.
Try that.
Be quick.
Try every ride. Look over there.
Fast, before it disappears.
Before it's destroyed. But don't look back.
Keep moving forward before it sinks.
Before it dries up. Before it burns.
Before it evaporates.
Before it melts.
Try this. It was made just for you.
Don't drink that. Try this instead.
Stay here. Stay inside. The air is bad out there.
There's a fire burning outside, but you can stay nice and warm right here.
You have no strings holding you down. So why stay to try and save something that's already lost?
It's all just fun and games, so enjoy playing here while you can.
Is this sand?
That's not part of the island anymore. They closed it off because there ain't nothing left.
Can't get any more use out of it.
It's the abandoned place.
Used to be a water ride.
And the playhouse there?
I don't remember. I think it's always been like that.
No, not always. I think it used to be a forest. They tore half of it down and the rest caught fire. Nothing lives there now.
And the ocean?
It's all just oil now. We swim in here, in Pleasure Island.
Pinocchio and the children climb aboard the tremendous coaster. The ride rumbles as the gears begin to turn, launching them forward into the air.
This is the tallest ride here.
Takes you above the clouds.
Then lets you go.
Drops you back down.
You want to try it?
It will take your breath away.
It's destructive. It can only last for so long. But go ahead, Pinocchio. Take a ride. Just notice at what the world looks like down below. You'll see what I mean. You'll start to notice the rusty taste in your mouth. It's all wondrous at first, until you take a second look. Until you take a deeper breath and realize that aching in your lungs is from the chemicals it takes to power these machines, not the adrenaline it brings you.
A Ferris wheel stands alone in the distance. As Pinocchio turns around, he notices it towers over the whole island and everything associated with it. A magnetic force pulls him towards it. Pinocchio finds a girl waiting in line, tears glisten on her cheeks.
What's wrong?
I can't breathe. The smoke from the rides is getting trapped in my lungs.
I'm sure that's not the reason. You're just overwhelmed. All this excitement and adrenaline. Some people can't handle it.
No, it's something bigger.
If Pleasure Island was really so bad, why are the other kids just fine?
Pinocchio anxiously reaches out his hand.
What are you waiting for? Come on, you can trust me.
You just don't get it, do you? None of this is safe.
Nonsense. They've been running things this way for years now. It's all going according to plan.
And within a few years, look at what you've done. Everything is covered with smog and dust.
Calm down. People will hear you and you'll start a riot. We don't have to change something that doesn't need fixing.
I feel like I'm trapped under the heat, like I'm suffocating.
Well, why don't we take a ride in the Ferris wheel? It's cooler from up there anyway.
The girl takes Pinocchio's hand and they step into the Ferris wheel. As it begins to turn, Pinocchio hears a voice emerge from the shadow of the cart above.
You should listen to her, Pinocchio. You know she's right.
I've been waiting to see the view from the top for a long, long time. I wish everyone could see this.
Too bad there aren't enough seats for everyone to ride.
And why not?
If you don't have the money, you don't get to enter. That's just the way it is, but you're lucky enough to enjoy it, so what do you think?
I see ruins and people crammed together, all trapped under a dark blanket of filth.
This place satisfies their needs. Hannah, you need me. You need this place. It brings happiness. It gives us what we need.
I mean, maybe. In some ways, maybe in the short run, being here, living here, is better. This place isn't sustainable. It was built to make us happy here and now so we wouldn't have to wait. But it's only become necessity because we've forgotten what it's like to live without it. This place, it's like this Ferris wheel. You go up and up, fueled by adrenaline, excitement, wonder, curiosity, and you can't see what's ahead or below you. Then you make it to the top. You can breathe in the fresh air. You start to come back down. And the problems you left behind that appeared so small from up there start to become bigger. And when you come down, everything is dirtier and you're back where you started.
Pinocchio and the kid reach the bottom of the Ferris wheel where people are waiting in line to get to the top. As Hannah walks away, the small cricket hops up to Pinocchio's shining metal hand, catching the puppet's attention.
It's time to make sacrifices, Pinocchio. You can't keep giving in to temptation. It's time to be practical and make the tough choices, for all our sake.
It's not like this is all my fault. It's the way of the world. Sometimes things get worse. They die and degrade, and I don't see why it's up to me to fix everything.
You can't simply wait around and let everything else crumble behind you. You have to take action. You have to make changes in your own life for things to get better.
Why now?
Pleasure Island is dying, Pinocchio. We have to save it now. It's all we have left. It's the one thing we have in common. You and me, we live here. There's nowhere else we can go. This place takes care of us, and now our survival depends on taking care of each other in return. The air you're breathing that's pumping your lungs, it's keeping your heart beating and mine. That air is something we can't survive without. But because of you, that air has been contaminated by the world you built.
Why are you here?
I'm here to speak on behalf of what's true.
I don't care about truth. I know what's expected of me to create change.
This is urgent. Our survival, our future, our happiness. It all depends on you. Does that mean anything to you?
Then prepare to be let down. Prepare for a future of ruin. As long as I realize my dreams, I don't care about anyone else's. It doesn't matter to me.
Stop trying to create paradise. You're just destroying the one you were given to begin with. You could change.
And why would I do that?
It's right in front of your very eyes. You're just choosing not to see it. If you just see what's happening and decide to make a change, things can get better. Stop choosing to ignore the facts. They're right in front of you.
That's optimistic. It's already too late. I've grown too accustomed to living this type of life.
You're killing us, Pinocchio. You have to. It's now or never.
I choose never.
Then know what's about to come is your fault. We put you together and we can take you apart just as easily.
Who's we?
All the lives you've put in jeopardy from your carelessness, Pinocchio. We gave you a chance to change. But now that you've shown us your true nature, your time is up.
The children stopped what they were doing. Playtime was over. They got off the rides and turned towards Pinocchio. As they walked slowly towards him, their figures began to appear bigger and bigger while Pinocchio shrank smaller and smaller. Jiminy grabbed his umbrella and floated up towards the sky, leaving the children below him to attack, dismantle, and destroy the boy once known as Pinocchio.
For every action, there's a corresponding reaction, one that is equal and opposite in direction.
For every advance you make in technology,
for every improvement we make in humanity,
there's an equal detriment to our safety.
And just because you can doesn't mean you should.
In our world, we can choose to consume more than we need. We can choose to reach for the stars until there are no more to grasp.
In our world, we can choose to expand past our natural limits, but not without feeling the effects in our water, our land, our air, our health.
Not without consequences resulting in the prosperity of our planet, the place where we were given the basic necessities of survival.
Growth in one industry means the depreciation of another. Increased reliance on fossil fuels means the withering of environmental resources.
In our world, we have reached the limit. There is another way, but we have to be brave enough to take it.
We can adapt to new ways of living, but we can't adapt to new resources of survival.
We can build a tolerance to toxicity, but not an immunity.
Making an irreversible choice leads to irreparable damage.
Going back to what's easy, what's normal, is not enough.
We must find a course of action that restores the place we've polluted.
We can't keep prioritizing ourselves before others or choosing enjoyment over endurance.
The natural world that used to support us, hold us up so we could dream and create, is being destroyed by our methods of reaching those dreams.
We've traded our natural world for a technological one and depleted our natural resources for pleasure in return.
There are things in life that are not expendable. Our natural world is one of them. This type of life is unsustainable.
Continuing on this path means losing the very things that make life worth living.
It means losing what makes us human,